Good morning, Mr. McMahon.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
What a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be in Montreal.
I was reading your book last night, and it is terrific.
Thank you. I'm getting great responses to that, and it's doing very, very well around the country. We're on the extended list of New York Times and USA Today so far, so it's only been out 2 weeks, so I'm very happy about that.
Learning lots of things about Ed McMahon that we didn't know. 85 combat missions in Korea?
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't talk much about that, but I figured it was about time to put that in there. So I'm very proud of my military career. I was in World War II. I was an instructor. I taught carrier landings, which is quite an interesting occupation. And I was a Marine fighter pilot in World War II, and I was very proud of it. And then I flew artillery spotting in the Korean War.
And then one day in the late 50s, were you in the right place at the right time when you came across Johnny Carson?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That old line, hitch your wagon to a star. I knew this guy was going to be something, and if he wanted me as his announcer, that was going to be great for me. So I lucked out. I didn't know until years later that I was up against six other guys. I didn't know that. I thought I was the only one up for this job, the way it was set up. And I had this, inconsequential interview, as I talk about in the book. You know, well, we didn't have anything about me. We just looked out the window as they were changing a marquee across the way at the Schubert Theater. We were in the Little Theater. So I went back to Philadelphia, where I lived, and thought, well, that's the end of that. But 2 weeks later, they called me and said they want me to wear suits. I said, what are you talking about? They said, oh, Johnny wants to emphasize your size. They want you to wear suits. So I said, all right, I'll wear.
Speaking with Ed McMahon on CJAD, the best second banana ever. Now, you don't consider that an insult, do you?
Not at all. No, I was very proud of that. That's a tough role. I liken it to playing basketball with, let's say, Michael Jordan.
Sure.
Right? You're working down, going down the court. He gets stuck. He throws the ball to me. I take it a couple of steps, throw it back to him, and that happens repeatedly as we get down the court. But when we get to the basket, he sinks the basket. I help him get there.
Ed, we were listening to a clip earlier on of the Sis Boom Ba.
Yeah.
Now that you consider was one of the funniest moments ever on the Tonight Show.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Last night on the airplane coming up, coming in from L.A., got by the time we got here, it was getting up close to 7 o'clock. Anyway, during that flight, a gentleman in the row a little ahead of me on the right-hand side walked over, and he said, I just want to say three words to you. And I said, what are they? He said, sis, boom, ba.
Yeah, Ed, we were watching that, replaying that, and you and Johnny are cracking up like it's the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life. Now, surely you must have rehearsed that before.
We never rehearsed anything. What we did, he never told me anything. He never said, you do this, you say that, you do this. What happened was, before I left, I used to go see him for about 7 or 8 minutes right before I went up to warm up the crowd. And as I was going out the door, he said, oh, by the way, there's a line in Karnak tonight that's going to put you away. So that's all he said. Now, we're doing Karnak, so every letter he picks up, every envelope, rather, I figure this is it. This is the line. I'm waiting. So finally, when he hits the line, he can't wait to get to it, and I don't know where it is. I'm just wondering which one it is. So when it hit, we had all that build-up, but it is one of the funniest lines. For your audience, I better do it, all right?
Okay.
The answer is, sis, boom, ba. And then I repeat it, of course, sis, boom, ba.
Yeah.
He opens up the envelope, blows in it, takes out the card, and the question is, what is the sound made by an exploding sheep? Okay? Still gets a laugh. The last thing I said to this guy just before we went through customs was sis boom ba last night.
Well, Mr. McMahon, it's a great pleasure to speak with you this morning on CJAD, and very good luck with your book. I think that it's absolutely terrific. A very quick read. It's called Here's Johnny, Ed McMahon, My Memories of Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show, and 46 Years of Friendship. You guys were real close friends, weren't you?
We were like brothers, yeah.
Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful time in Montreal.
Oh, yeah, I love this city. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.